An Album a Day is my exploration into the Korean music scene. This podcast will cover mainstream, indie, and some underground artists within the scene and provide both factual and opinionated commentary. The biggest benefit to sharing my thoughts this way is that it will hopefully expose you to more great music and exploration of your own.
Welcome back to Rookie Roundups for 2020 Korean Idol Groups. Today's lineup is MCND, P1 Harmony, Red Square, female supergroup Refund Sisters, and Secret Number, right after the drop.
Rookie Roundup, show start.
Hey y'all, now that A3 Day Sister Show has made its formal introduction into the podcasting community, we can get back to work where we left off on here. If you missed the debut episode on Friday, January 15th, you can search A3 Day Sister Show on your favorite podcasting platform and take a listen. The show is nothing like its sibling here and will only take place twice a month. So please anticipate a new episode with a special guest host later this month. More news will be available about it on all my social media accounts. If you aren't following Multifaceted ACG on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and the K-Pop Amino app, then hop to it. First, Music Creates New Dreams, or MCND, made their debut on February 27th, 2020 on Top Media. The five-member boy group released two EPs in 2020 and recently came back on January 8th, 2021 with their third. I appeal to the music production choices made by its members as they are the sounds of young producers. When a music producer is getting started, there's a stock sound, per se, that we begin with. There's a sense of understanding of how a song should or could work, but our skills aren't developed enough just yet. There's great potential in that area and some audible progression across their current discography. They're truly a pop genre group, focusing on hip-hop and R&B more than anything else. In a similar vein, FNC Entertainment's P1 Harmony is hip-hop and R&B focused, making their debut October 28, 2020 with an EP. I'm not against groups avoiding ballads, but when you can hear that a group has the chops for it, it's a slight tease. A couple members of this six-member boy group sound like they have the capacity for soulful deliveries. Taking a departure from the young men, we move over to five-member girl group Red Square, who made their debut on May 19, 2020. The young ladies released a single album that is fairly catchy since their debut, as they have already experienced a music label change, signing with a new division of Taewon Entertainment called Iconic M&E. There's potential, but with only two songs to judge and no news of a comeback, their window of opportunity might be closed before they even had a chance to begin. There's little to fear about false starts with our next group, Refund Sisters. For starters, this isn't a rookie group, not in the traditional sense. They fall into the rookie category because they are collectively new to the scene as of October 20, 2020, but individually, they're established in the industry. Spawning from the television show Hang Out With You, Refund Sisters is comprised of the evergreen multi-hyphenate Im Jung-hwa, the nation's fairy Lee Hyori, Korean-American rapper and singer Jessie, and Mamamoo Magnae Hwasa. That's a heck of a lot of confident female energy to contend against the TV show's other rookie group, who we'll hear about next episode. Although I'm not a fan of Refund Sisters' solo song, it's awesome to hear the juniors with the established seniors. Also awesome is the fact that all proceeds from their promotions and the group that came before them from the show were donated to charity. Final girl group for the episode is Secret Number of Vine Entertainment. Making their debut on May 19, 2020, the five-member multinational group has similar visuals to JYP Entertainment's ITZY, but the vocals are definitely different. There is a noticeable American vocalist flair that was confirmed when I learned that two members are Korean-American. It's odd to say they sing like Americans without having the words to explain what that is, but I will find them and elaborate on it for A3 Day Sister Show at some point. Anyway, Secret Number has two EPs thus far and are vocally doing more than what the tracks can handle. These are singers with powerful vocals, and hopefully they'll have music that contributes to that power more in the near future. Before I close, I have my new microphone today. It came from one of my sisters. It sounds so amazing, but I need to readjust my pop filter because I can hear puh and buh real heavily, as you just experienced. So I'm working on it, but I'm so excited about this new microphone. So shout out to her. Thank you so much for this gift. I absolutely adore it. Let's go ahead and close it. As with previous rookies, none are added to the respective playlists, keeping in fairness with providing them time to gain albums under their belts. Check in tomorrow for more Rookie Roundup, and I'll catch you in the next episode. Bye, y'all.
Your favorite foreign Korean music historian exploring all the industry from A to Z.
They're sponsored ads and social media hashtags, but this show is truly supported by the efforts of my McGuallas, the most amazing fan base a little entertainer could ever have. Special shout out to my Patreon patrons, the student body, the scholars, and the staff who keep my vision of becoming your favorite foreign Korean music historian exploring all the industry from A to Z a real thing. If you're interested in supporting the growth of this content, please visit patreon.com/multifacetedACG. And for as little as $1 a month, you can get in on the magic too. Interested in continuing your support at the free 99 price? I'd love you for it. You can still engage with the show and me, your lovely host, when you retweet, repost, and share the show and use hashtag A, the number 3, and the word day. Please consider leaving a few stars or a review on Apple Music, iTunes, IMDb, or Podchaser to keep things growing in the right direction.